events headed your way this week. A very popular event is taking place this week with the exception of today, and our team leaders are here to explain. We have the team leaders from Glen Cairn Garden Entertainment in the studio. We've got Kelly Deals and Mohit Gupta. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Kelly, let's start with you because this is you've been the team leader for this event for a long time. There has been a change today with Glen Cairn Garden Entertainment.
Correct. Today on Monday, we have unfortunately had to cancel the events with the rain. So Glen Cairn is always a event where we need it to not rain, because if it rains, we can't have it. There's no backup plan. There's nowhere else for us to go. So today, unfortunately, on Monday, we will not be out there. So one other thing to note just about the weather is tomorrow we may be on the Veterans Wall side of Glen Cairn Gardens. So basically, it's on Edgemont. You turn on Edgemont and go towards the backside of the park. We will be posting signs if that happens. But if it's really wet, we can be down in the grass. No one wants to get wet. So we'll let you know about that, though.
So again, that's canceled today, Monday, April the 7th, for lunch and dinner. It should be back on as scheduled on Tuesday, April the 8th.
Yes. And Tuesday, let's see, who do we have? Who's our food truck, Mo? Hit us.
Tuesday, our food truck.
I got it. Look. Roman's All-Star Cafe.
Roman's All-Star Cafe.
Caught me off guard.
That's how two team leaders work together.
You were together.
That's it, right there.
So, Mo, if folks have never checked out Glen Cairn Garden Entertainment for lunch and dinner, what are they missing out on? What did they get to experience on the music side and clearly on the food side?
So, obviously, on the music side, you know, we have local artists that, you know, that perform and come to our music series. And Tuesday we'll have, where do we go? Christina Rain perform for the lunch, and then DT's Trio for evening band. Like I said, Roman's All-Star Cafe will be there all day for lunch and dinner.
And Kona Ice serving. At night. And,
oh, yeah, Kona's Ice at night.
For the kids, they can have a sweet treat.
Oh, perfect.
And then they can go run around and get it out before
let
you have to take
it.
Them
home. Juice them up and let them rip. With this event, even though it's canceled today for the rest of the week, this is one that folks can get the food at the food truck, but they can also bring their own picnic lunch at
Absolutely.
Lunch and at dinner. And I know a lot of folks, especially at the lunch crowd, if they don't ever get to take a lunch break, they do try to sneak over there with their coworkers or bring a bag lunch. I've seen other folks, women in dresses and men in suits. And I'm like, well,
absolutely.
You don't typically see this at Glen Cairn Garden.
And maybe a whole group of people in their work clothes. Yeah. It's really easy to jump over. It's from 12 to 1:30. So you can come on your lunch break. Feel free to bring your bag lunch, stop at Jimmy John's. But if you don't have anything and you haven't planned anything, there'll be food there that you can purchase at the food truck. So the dinner crowd, also the food truck's there all day, lunch and dinner. It's the same one. But the dinner crowd is usually a little heavier than lunch, but there's a lot of cute kids running around at lunch that aren't, you know, 3 and 4 years old, toddling around, and they bring a lot of entertainment along with the music just to watch the cute kids.
They're like the dancers.
That's right.
That you can watch while you're listening to the music.
And you never know, Glenn and Glinda might show up.
Ooh.
So they might be around. Stash the Squirrel might make an appearance also this week. The South State Stash the Squirrel.
Oh.
So that'll be, you know, as South State's the sponsor, so he may come visit too.
Does the squirrel and the frogs play nice together?
They're very nice.
Okay.
They were together yesterday at Sundays with Mother Goose. Mm-hmm. So they had a picture together and everything.
Oh, okay.
Good fun.
Okay.
I love that. This is a question for both of you. Kelly, I know that you've been a team leader for this event for a really long time. But what is it about being a volunteer for Come See Me and for this particular event that you love so much?
Well, the reason I love to volunteer for this event is because I love to go to Come See Me events. Without all of our thousands of volunteers, we would not be able to put on such a fabulous 10-day festival. So I'm happy to help because I want to go there.
Love it.
And Mo, what about you?
So as Kelly has brought me on to Glen Cairn Garden, so I'm learning the ins and outs of Come See Me. Just like Kelly said, just love, you know, being around the festival and around the folks that help put this together and just seeing the beautiful city of Rock Hill come together and just celebrate. Love, and just hop on spring.
And when your coworkers, like
correct,
in your case,
yes,
right, at South State Bank, it does help, right? It bonds together and you're working on a project outside of work, even though you work with you see each other, you know, in the hallways. But when you work on a project outside of work, I don't know, you've got like a common bond, right? You can,
yeah,
you get
absolutely
frustrated at the same things, hopefully. And maybe what you're frustrated at, Kelly, Mo is good at, and vice versa, which I think is a nice compliment.
And we're super lucky to work somewhere that really supports the community and wants us to be involved, because we basically don't work much this week. You'll catch our out of office and it'll say, oh, we'll be in and out. It's just nice to have that support from our company to be involved in our community.
But I think from a board perspective, you know, we work a lot with the sponsors and getting the sponsors to sponsor all of the events. And it shows that the companies in our community also think that this is a big deal,
yeah,
and they
yeah
pour into the community and also want to pour into their employees who are helping to do this.
Absolutely.
So I just think it's a great partnership.
Yeah.
Well, Glencairn Garden, that is the birthplace for the Come See Me Festival. And you can check it out today, Monday, April the 7th. It's enter at your own risk kind of situation. Nothing bad, but it's just going to be a sloppy mess out there with the rain. That's why Glencairn Garden Entertainment has been canceled today, just Monday, April the 7th, for lunch and dinner. It's back on for lunch starting on Tuesday, April the 8th. But as the team leaders for this event told us, it might be pushed back toward the Veterans Wall, which is another gorgeous backdrop. There's not an ugly place at Glencairn Garden.
The azaleas are blooming beautifully right now.
You've got that nice bridge that looks like our version of the Augusta National. You can take your picture there and tell
pretend
folks you're at Augusta.
Your master's at.
That's it.
It's green, right?
You can pull it off. And no one would know unless you told them,
absolutely,
right? Oh, my goodness. Well, Kelly and Mo from South State Bank, team leaders for Glencairn Garden Entertainment, we certainly appreciate what you all do to make this a fun event for so many families. So thank you very much.
Yes, and check social media to figure out where we are going to be on Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're out there the rest of the week, 12 to 1:30 and 6 to 7:30.
Great.
See you there.
Make sure to stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of Come See Me since 1962.